Houston 15.
Go ahead, Al.
Okay, Joe, we're maneuvering here to plus X forward. How about reading some news to us?
Okay, sure will. Let me begin with just a note on that water dump. It'll take about 15 minutes to run, and they're interested in your dumping it to close to 10% onboard reading. Over.
Roger, understand. Probably the same as we've been doing before. We dumped down to 10%, but not below 10%.
That's correct. And I've got several things to read to you here. I have the official morning Gold Bugle Zeitung report, and that comes from two rows behind me here. And I've also got a telegram for you, Jim. And I have some history, a little bit of history that's been researched for you by the people at Honeysuckle concerning a small problem with a leak on the Endeavor about 200 years ago. And I'll start with whatever you'd like to hear first.
Okay, Joe, go ahead.
Okay, let me just start with the morning's news. The weather report in Houston-Galveston area calls for showers and thunder showers through Wednesday. Today's temperatures will be in the lower 70s and upper 80s. The United States will support Communist China's admission to the United Nations this fall, Secretary of State William Rogers announced. The U.S. will also fight against expelling the nationalist Chinese government on Taiwan. U.S. Steel, the industry pace setter, announced a price hike averaging 8% on virtually all its products, and several other companies followed suit as an aftermath of a new three-year labor contract. Trainmen won pay increases of nearly $1.50 an hour spread over 42 months in a nationwide contract settlement and called off their crippling strike against 10 railroads. The union yielded on the railroad's demands for some work rule changes yet to be worked out. Among those viewing Apollo 15 activities Monday in the Moker was artist Robert McCall, designer of the commemorative stamp for Apollo 15. And just an editor's note here, he was also making sketches of the scenes down here as he saw them, and he had turned them out almost as fast as the photographer would take pictures. It was most interesting. Turning to the sporting news, Don Wilson pitched a two-hitter, and Yasis Alou drove home the winning run and then made a game-saving catch as the Houston Astros downed the Chicago Cubs 2-1. And apparently rain is slowing up the Oilers' preparation for the Giants. The Oilers-Giant exhibition game is scheduled for Monday night in the Astrodome. And I've got the Monday's baseball scoreboard, which I'll run through quickly for you baseball fans. In the American League, Boston 7, Baltimore 4, New York 7, Cleveland 0, Oakland 2, Kansas City 1, Chicago 7, Minnesota 5, Detroit 11, Washington 7, California 3, Milwaukee 1. Read back. Disregard.
Roger, Joe copied all the above.
Right. Okay, in the National League, Philadelphia 4, Atlanta 0, Cincinnati 4, New York 2, St. Louis 3, San Diego 1, and Los Angeles 5, San Francisco 4. And Lee Trevino added another 1,000 bills to his bankroll Monday by taking first place with a 7 under par 65 in the Columbus Invitational Pro-Am. Jack Nicklaus and Arnie Palmer teamed last weekend to close in on Trevino in professional golf money-winning race, though. Nicklaus and Palmer won $20,000 each when they won the national team championship at I guess it's Ligonier, Pennsylvania. Trevino leads for the year with a total of nearly $200,000. And I'll go over now to Jim, a special telegram for you, which reads essentially, Mother, Dad, and your brother Charles are proud of you. We were thinking of our trip together on top of Mount Whitney, and we are with you in spirit on the moon. Love, Mother, Dad, and your crew. And I might add that they're an occasional piece of mail for all of you that's starting to come into the manned spacecraft center here. In fact, I think a truck pulled up yesterday to deliver some of the first. I'm going to go on, if you're still listening, to read some history that was sent to us by the Honeysuckle people. And the subject is a leak on the Endeavour at 6200 GET. Following the above incident and the wonder from the Apollo 15 crew whether Captain Cook's Endeavour had ever sprung a leak, staff at Honeysuckle Creek Tracking Station have searched the records and come up with the following incident, which may be of interest. Information has been extracted from an old newspaper article and an entry in Captain Cook's logbook. It was 11 p.m. on June 11, 1770, a clear moonlit night, when His Majesty's ship Endeavour, under the command of Captain James Cook, sailed serenely under fully furled sail within the waters of the Great Barrier Reef, off Australia's northeast coast. Then disaster struck. The ship had got upon the edge of a reef of coral rocks which lay to the northwest of us, having come in places run the ship 3 or 4 fathoms, and in others about as many feet. And I'm quoting James Cook's diary here. But about 100 feet from her starboard side, she laying with her head to the northeast, or 7, 8, and 10 fathoms, unquote. With a grind and a roar, the Endeavour rose in the bow and came down hard. Empty water casks broke their lashings and lay in a tangle with the rigging on the deck. The captain, clad only in drawers, which I guess is a constant wear garment, rushed on deck. He summoned all hands to the pumps and ordered all unnecessary stores to be thrown overboard, such items as iron, and stone ballast from deep in the hold, casks, hoops, staves, oil jars, decayed stores, and then 6 cannons which fired 4-point shot. Probably 1 cannon to fire long, 1 cannon to fire short, and 2 to fire for effect. These, in fact, are the cannons discovered in 1969 off the coast of northeastern Australia by a team from the Philadelphia Academy of Natural Science. And after restoration, 1 each was presented by the Australian government to the U.S., British, and to New Zealand. The remaining 3 cannons are in Australia. The original Endeavour was finally freed from the reef by means of oakum and wool wrapped in a sail being sunk under the ship and plugged into the hole in hope that it would be sucked into the leak and would close the leak. The experiment was entirely successful, and I quote again from Cook's diary, in about a quarter of an hour, to our great surprise, the ship was pumped dry, and upon letting the pump stand, she was found to make very little water, unquote. Subsequently, the Endeavour arrived at the Australian mainland, the landing place is now called Cooktown, by the way, and after 2 months, the damage had been repaired and the ship returned to England. And that's the end of your history lesson for today. Over.
That's quite an analogy, isn't it?
Quite an analogy, Dave, certainly is. Back to reality, Al, I have a CSM consumables update for you, if you're interested in that. And let's see. The other item on my desk, I'll get to it a little later. I'll be standing by for your go-ahead on the CSM consumable update.
Okay, stand by, Joe. Fire for a sec. Wow.